Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdansk. We are back.
To znowu my. Witamy bardzo serdecznie. Chris Farman.
And Evelina Potocka.
Dzień dobry, 15 dzień marca, byle do wiosny. Jeszcze chwilę, jeszcze 5 more days and we have spring.
We do indeed. And seriously, this has been a long week. I don't know about you, but this week has dragged.
A long week and long winter. I have this feeling. To wszystko jakoś tak się ciągnęło jak...
But like you said, one more week and the clocks change and we get another hour of daylight. Wreszcie,
tak, i to będzie zupełnie inne poczucie, już lżejsze ubrania, kurtki zimowe.
Yeah, but come on, I've seen your trousers today, Evelina. We're already getting into the spring atmosphere.
No tak, moje spodnie dzisiaj troszeczkę z dziurami, ale ja się uczę od najlepszych, ponieważ Chris, jak się okazało, powiedział mi chyba w ubiegłym tygodniu, że nie ma żadnych spodni bez dziur. How is it possible?
I honestly don't own a pair of jeans without holes in. You know, I like the ripped kind of look and... Yeah, you know, it does it for me.
Ktoś potrafi szyć, to może spodnie Chrisa zszyje. W razie czego można pisać 603060606 albo na naszym Facebooku.
Facebook, good morning, Gdansk. Yes, let us know what you're doing this morning on a Friday. It's Friday, guys. Have you got that Friday feeling going on? So just let us know what you're up to on 603060606. That is Coldplay. And Eva, thank you very much. She loves jeans with holes. You see what I mean, Evelina?
No proszę, dobrze, zimą też w takich chodzi, ale jakby kryjis, jakby co, mam maszynę, mogę ci zszyć, ale po co? Wiosna w eterze, ciepło jest, będzie ci za gorąco. Widzisz od razu ile porad,
It helps,
Eva.
You know, the air, you know, circulate.
No, no, więc właśnie odpowiednie części ciała na pewno są przewietrzone w twoim przypadku. Karol z Władysławowa, dziś 15 dzień marca, dzień cukiernika i piekarza. Pozdrowienia dla kolegów z branży cukierniczej. Panowie i panie, cukiernicy, cukierniczki, cóż my byśmy bez was zrobili, bez
where
waszych cudownych...
Where are my sweets?
Where are my sweets?
So this definitely means today we are going to the bakery, we are celebrating with some cakes.
Oj, nic nie mów, ja już teraz widzę tylko to, ja już możemy kończyć. Ja chcę iść do cukierni. Your favorite?
My favorite? Actually, I love Polish sernik. The traditional sernik.
Ale wiesz, ile jest serników? Ilu cukierników, ile gospodyń domowych, tyle serników. A lot of,
yeah,
I mean.
Exactly. Like,
so which one?
The traditional one, you know, like the cheese and I don't know.
Sernik what? Zawsze ma cheese.
Ah, much a bit, okay. But yeah, the traditional one, because I normally love chocolate, but Polish chocolate cake is... It's not as good as English chocolate cake, unfortunately, but Sernik, you do this fantastically.
Zgadzam się, serniczek, dobry serniczek.
Yeah. But sweets, I'm not too sure about sweets. Like,
cukierki?
Yeah, what kind of sweets are your favorite?
Ja lubię wszystkie cukierki, więc...
I'm a cookie guy. I'm 100% cookie monster.
Ale ja też, ale na przykład tutaj tort z wisienką i do tego krem. I love this so much, and you know, chocolate cake.
Okay,
oh,
we need to stop talking
dlaczego?
About this.
Dlaczego
stop, 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 stop. And of course, you might have heard about this 2 days ago. Most people experienced it. There was an apocalypse. Yes. Facebook and Instagram went down. Yes,
tak,
this was a huge, huge thing. And
poczucie takie lęku, nie mogę się zalogować, nie wiem co się dzieje na świecie, where are my friends?
And seriously, life came to a standstill for a few hours, you know?
Ale ile wiadomości było na ten temat, so many news about this, wszędzie,
yeah.
Facebook is down,
yeah.
Instagram is down.
Everybody is going to Twitter asking, you know, what's happening. You know, it's crazy, like, people go crazy over social media, but I have to say, I have to be honest, I was in the same situation. I was trying to upload to my Instagram story, and it wasn't working, so I was thinking, oh, maybe it's my internet, so, you know, I'm flicking through flight mode on, flight mode off, trying to get to restart the internet, even restarted my phone as well, 20-25 minutes, wait till I get home, use the Wi-Fi.
Ale determinacja.
Yeah, exactly. And I cannot believe it. Like, this is just me, so I guarantee there's worse people out there than me.
Zgadza się. Ja próbowałam się zalogować raz, drugi, trzeci, czwarty i to nie działało. I co wiesz, w końcu poszłam spać. A rano już było w porządku. Dziś też nasz Facebook działa.
Good morning, Gdansk.
Tak
you can get us on Facebook and of course on Instagram. We're on all social media sites, I believe, yes.
Tak.
We are indeed. So Instagram, good morning, Gdansk.
Albo
Facebook.
Radio Gdańsk. Instagram, Radio Gdańsk.
Radio
też,
Gdansk
tak.
As well, yes, exactly. And right now I uploaded a video of Evelina. Working very hard, concentrating tak. On Facebook, you can check this out.
Ja muszę uważać na każdym kroku, ten człowiek jest wszędzie, nigdy nie wiesz, zajrzy ci spod stołu i nagle złapie cię w najmniej oczekiwanym momencie. Chris Farman, ja ci grożę teraz paluchem.
Come on, I like to have fun at work, it's Friday.
No dobrze, dobrze, niech ci będzie. Dorota jeszcze napisała, nie zgadza się z nami, sernik nie, bajaderka is the best, you know, bajaderka.
Co to jest?
To taki, chyba w Krakowie na południu mówią na to ziemnia. Ziemniaczek, to jest takie małe ciastko,
okay.
Ciemne i z rodzynkami, trochę rumu tam jest.
Nie wiem. No idea.
Bajaderka. Next time you go to cukiernia and you ask for bajaderka. Nie, not badżaderka. Bajaderka.
I will do this today, maybe over the weekend for sure. You need to write this down though.
I will.
All right, what do we have up next? Ruby, Ruby, Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs.
Mamy prawdziwą wojnę na ciastka i słodycze w naszej skrzynce SMS-owej. Marta, nie sernik, nie bajaderka, a pawlowa ze świeżymi owocami. Nie, no i teraz ja już tutaj poległam.
We just spent the last 2 minutes trying to work out what
Pawlowa albo Beza, to są troszeczkę dwie inne formy, niby te same, ale
so
jednak
subtelne
różnice.
So I totally forgot what this was in English and we just spent the last 2 minutes working this out. It is meringue. Meringue is what this is called
meringue.
In English.
Dobrze, albo inaczej, ale Pawlowa, when you say Pawlowa in English,
Pawlowa?
You will understand? You
maybe, I'm not too sure.
And Pawlowa actually is from New Zealand.
Okay, so no, we probably won't understand in the UK. So no, meringue is the word. But we've got a little bit of an argument going on here about cakes. You guys are really into cakes. What is going on?
No właśnie, tutaj nie, bajaderka, kiedyś nazywana przeglądem tygodnia. Zgadza się, no nie chciałam tego mówić, ale państwo sami o tym mówią. Bajaderka to śmietnik, wszystko co gdyby nie bajaderka poszłoby do śmieci zmiecione ze sobą. No to tak trochę jest.
For those ale English people smaczne. Out there who don't know what a bajaderka is, I had to Google this. It's basically like a ball. It's that's
no,
the best way to explain
kuleczka,
it.
Tak. Yeah. Kuleczka, w której you can find everything.
And it's chocolate or different?
Chocolate on the top. Okay. You can have it. Możesz mieć rodzynki, jakieś fragmenty ciastka innego rodzaju, biszkopty i to wszystko jest takie czekoladowe, wymieszane. Trochę tak jak mówię, rumu na przykład, żeby był lepszy smaczek i to, żeby to tak ubite było.
So how's your diet going, Evelina? It sounds fantastic. You seem to know the cakes very well, so...
Tak, jak to się mówi, jestem na diecie rotacyjnej, czyli gdzie się obrócę, tam coś zjem.
You eat what you see, yeah?
Yeah, because it's a rotation diet, where do I rotate, then I eat something. I na takiej diecie właśnie jestem, przyznaję się dzisiaj.
Wow. Okay, so big news as well, so going back to the social media very quickly, there was some statistics which came out about people who, okay, most people these days are addicted to Netflix, yes? Everybody has a Netflix account. This is...
Nie tylko do Netflixa, jest mnóstwo innych też rzeczy, no ale dobra.
Okay, dziękuję.
Proszę.
Everybody has a Netflix account, and now there's some statistics which have come out because people are so addicted to Netflix. I don't know about yourself, but I'm one of these people, if I start watching a series, I will start watching it one after another until it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I realize I have to wake up in 2 hours.
Yes, I understand you.
And people,
I'm in your shoes now.
People actually watch their TV shows in very strange places. So the top 20, there has been top 20 places that people watch their TV series. Number one is on the toilet. Yes.
No.
Yeah, for real.
Ale to jest to, we spoke about it last week.
I know. Week. But so now people actually watch TV on the toilet as well.
To jest zdrowe?
At the pub.
Co?
So, I don't know, people are maybe just not sociable.
Nie, wiara w ludzi mi po prostu upadł.
Parties, weddings.
Nie, let's eat something.
And of course, date nights. Date nights and work meetings. How do you start watching TV during a work meeting? I know work meetings are normally quite boring, I understand this,
no,
and they
właśnie
are a waste of time.
But how do they do it under the table?
Exactly.
Jak to jest? Może mają dożylnie podłączone?
I don't know. Catching up on Game of Thrones or something under the table? I haven't got a clue.
But maybe that's why they do that so much. Meetings at work. 23 minuty po 11. To już bajaderka. Aha, tort bezowy the best. And again we have the tort bezowy Pawlowa meringue.
Okay guys, meringue. There is one cake I recommend everybody to make and that is banoffee pie. Banoffee
pie. Człowieku, miliard tysiąc kalorii.
Exactly, yes. However, I am a master chef at this. I've made this a few times because it's so easy, to be honest.
You don't have to know.
You don't have to cook anything.
But you have to know the receipt.
Yes, you do. But it's very easy. Banoffee pie, I will make this for maybe not tomorrow, for next
me,
week.
For me,
next week.
Man.
I will bring it in next week.
Papa. They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no. I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:37 and we are back. That was Black Keys.
I najnowszy ich single Low, High, Loneliness.
I don't think.
Dziękuję. Krówki najlepsze w wersji Mordo Clayka, deklaruje pan Sebastian. Krówki, Little Cows.
Little Cows. You just showed me what this is, and of course it is fudge. And fudge is quite a big thing in the UK, I guess. Yeah, it's...
U nas też.
We like fudge.
Jest tyle krówek, właśnie niektórzy mordoklejki, czyli takie, wiesz, ciągnące, zalepią ci pół buzi, a inni wolą na przykład twarde, takie, które tak fajnie ugryźć, więc tutaj też zdania bardzo podzielone.
But sometimes the fudge is, for example, rock hard, and you have to be careful of your teeth, and yeah, this is sometimes a problem with it.
Dokładnie to powiedziałam. That's what I said.
Exactly. I'm just translating.
So fudge, ale to fudge to jest jedno, ale ja jestem ciekawa. Great Britain equals pudding.
What do we do? Yeah, exactly.
Czy to jest jeszcze prawda, czy to dzisiaj już bardziej stereotyp?
We normally, okay, going back to my childhood, we normally have, toffee pudding, this kind of stuff. Sticky toffee pudding with custard. Custard is always a winner. Custard, actually, you do have this in Poland. I'm sure you do.
Sprawdzam, pomagam
mi. It's the yellow stuff that you pour over. No? Oh, she's searching. We come back.
Coś z jajkami chyba.
Okay, yeah, exactly. With eggs, yeah. It's yellow and, amazing. Custard is absolutely amazing. But also we have spotted dick. Yes,
spotted dick.
Don't be fooled by the name. It is a dessert.
Wyjaśnij, proszę, Krisie.
This is very traditional as well. I even remember my grandmother. She used to make rock buns. These were my favorite as a kid. I can't even explain them, to be honest. They were just covered in sugar. Pretty much any English dessert, as long as you put sugar all over it, it's a dessert, it's good, yeah.
And you eat it.
Yeah, every dessert needs sugar.
A ten spotted dick to ja jeszcze powiem deser szkocki, rodzaj puddingu, podawany na gorąco, właśnie z tym sosem custard, o którym mówił...
And this is it, most of our desserts are normally hot. We normally go for hot desserts.
For hot dessert.
Yeah, yeah.
No u nas raczej ciasta na zimno, chociaż oczywiście jeżeli weźmiesz na przykład szarlotkę z lodami, to szarlotka jest wtedy na ciepło, do tego gałka waniliowych lodów i bita śmietana.
I'm really not a fan of ice cream. No, ice cream, I don't know. I don't see the point.
I used to be, but now it changes more for cakes.
Yeah.
Tak u mnie jakoś, wiecie, to tak z wiekiem. Ale bardzo mi się podoba i a propos diety. I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and eat it. Podpisuję się pod tym, drogi słuchaczu albo słuchaczko. O, a pączki i faworki, Margaret pisze.
Pączki, yes, donuts. This is also, quite a big thing in the UK, I would say, and the Polish donut is very similar to the English donut, apart from more sugar.
Ale to pączek, czy mówisz o takim, o donacie rzeczywiście, z dziurką?
We don't have no hole. No, that's American.
You have holes on your trousers.
Oh, she's fast today.
Za 20 minut będzie południe, zróbmy sobie przerwę z X Ambassadors.
This is gonna wake you up. Walking away from you. That's what I'm gonna do. I got the same old shoes with a new attitude. Why would I sing the blues for you? Tattoo, don't know what to tell you guys.
No, Chris, trochę ci przybędzie kilogramów, jeśli będziesz jadł te wszystkie propozycje od naszych słuchaczy.
We are doing this. This weekend I am going to the bakery. I'm going to try all of these cakes. There's so many recommendations.
Tak, Chris wszystko notuje, skrzętnie, nawet, proszę bardzo, Karpatka.
Karpatka from Marcin. Karpatka. I just had to Google this one as well. And
dużo kremu.
Yeah, lots of cream. Oh, man. Seriously, on Monday? On Monday I'm going to be like 2 kilograms heavier.
Two? Only two? Człowieku, chyba 22.
But bread, I assume this person means from the childhood, I remember bread with sugar and eggs.
Tak.
I don't know if this is in Poland or in the UK, because in the UK we have bread pudding, which is a very old traditional dessert, which is also amazing, absolutely amazing. But you had...
Mój tata opowiadał kiedyś, że właśnie w czasie biednych lat 50. No nie było deserów za bardzo, więc czasami mama dawała po prostu kromkę chleba i właśnie posypywała cukrem i to było najpyszniejsze, najwspanialsze, co można było po obiedzie dostać, więc myślę, że to też państwo, niektórzy nasi słuchacze pozdrawiają. Zresztą przed chwilą odwiedził nas pan Jan, nasz słuchacz, stały słuchacz, jeden z najstarszych, najwierniejszych słuchaczy. Bardzo pana Jana pozdrawiam.
Maybe, I'm thinking, maybe we can get some sponsorship from a bakery, you know, and
maybe that's not the time, you know, to
talk about. If you're a bakery out there and you would like some, like us to come and try your food.
Tak, 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 Chris bardzo chętnie będzie degustował.
More serious. I want to go off cakes just for a second, no. But we will stick with food, we will stick with food. Okay, so this is very serious, guys, very serious.
Uwaga.
Okay, are you the kind of woman that goes to the shop and takes her carrier bags with her?
Tak.
Yes?
Tak.
Okay, I'm not that kind of man.
Okay, yeah. Man, good that you had this.
However, Coca-Cola have recently released how much plastic they use over a given year. Okay, so you can imagine Coca-Cola, plastic bottles everywhere.
Wszystko, tak. Yep. Jeszcze te takie plastikowe właśnie
Coca-Cola
włączacze.
Have 500 brands, 500 different brands of fizzy drinks and drinks, and the total plastic they use in one year is 3 million tons.
3 million tons of plastiku. Plastic.
Okay, so
I co z tym zrobią? That's the question. What will they do about this?
So, 3 million tons, straight away you think, okay, how much is 3 million tons, yes?
Nie wyobrażam sobie.
Exactly, so I will give you a description. So, think about a blue whale. Blue whale, the largest mammal on the earth.
No, codziennie go widuję, zdecydowanie.
Now,
yes.
Now
see every
think,
day. Więc już raz mówię.
Now think about 15,000 blue whales. That is the size of 3 million tons of plastic.
Wiesz co, no tak, ale mnie bardzo to, szczerze
exactly.
powiedziawszy, no dołuje.
So, the
I
next
temat
time,
z plastiku jest okropny.
The next my, time somebody ty. Has a go at you for buying a plastic carrier bag at a shop.
Bierzcie zawsze ze sobą swoje.
I always have this. If I'm with a friend and they're like, no, you can't buy a plastic carrier bag. And now to turn around to them and say, okay, when was the last time you bought a fizzy drink? Yeah, because we don't really think about this. We don't think, like, you
no,
know, our drinks come
chodzi.
In plastic.
Bierzcie ze sobą zawsze swoją własną torbę, najlepiej płócienną, albo, if you forget, just take the cartoon.
Yes.
I to jest też
yes,
dobry
exactly.
pomysł.
But even, so Coca-Cola, 3 million tons, Nestle, 1.7 million tons.
A to tylko jest jedna firma, jedna korporacja,
yes,
a
exactly.
mamy przecież tego o wiele, wiele więcej. Za 13 minut 12 jeszcze po piosence pewne propozycje koncertowe, kulturalne, prosto od Chrisa.
Of all the world's gifts, I want sweet, sweet. tasted.
Dzień piekarzy i cukierników i okazało się być to tematem naszej dzisiejszej audycji.
Eva has just sent us a photo of a birthday cake, her daughter's 8th birthday. Happy birthday. We don't know your daughter's name though.
Ale Eva, możemy cię wynająć, żebyś dla nas też taki torcik upiekła? Please.
It looks, honestly, it looks absolutely amazing.
Ja też mam w przyszłym miesiącu urodziny and Chris has also next month his birthday. So,
I do.
Hello.
Eva, 2nd of April, 2nd of April.
A u mnie 29 April, więc hello.
Okay, this weekend, what are you guys up to? Well, we have your plans right here.
Proszę bardzo, Chris Foreman.
Thanks to Tri-City News, they have updated us. With some plans for the weekend. Of course, this is going to be an active weekend because we have the Gdynia Marathon. Half marathon, sorry. 21 kilometers. Have you ever thought about it, Evelina?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah, eating cakes.
Let's do it. Sunday, yes? You want it? You want to do it?
Tak.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Widzimy się.
I will sign us up right now. And of course, before the half marathon, there is some Fit Living Expo going on Friday and Saturday. So, you know, if you want to get motivated, you can go to the Gdynia Arena and they have some fitness expos. So yes,
yeah,
we are going there today. After this show, we are going there, Evelina. What else do we have? I need help with the pronunciation here. Meva Towarzyska?
Prawie. Towarzyska.
Yes. Meva Towarzyska Club in Sopot. St. Patrick's Day is coming. And they are getting started today with a list of events that starts tonight. And that is in cooperation with Jameson's Irish Whiskey. Are you a whiskey fan? A little bit? Come on. Okay. No. I see her face. And yeah, no, she's not impressed. Okay. Next. And of course, if you want a more educational, let's say, weekend, Gdynia Theatre has The Witcher with English subtitles. This is over the whole weekend.
Tam musicie pójść.
If you haven't seen it already, Evelina recommends it. You need to go. I still haven't seen it actually.
No.
So yeah, maybe I need to go watch this. And of
trochę kultury.
And in the Metropolitan Gallery, they have Bodyworks. So if you have children, Body World, sorry, if you have children or maybe even adults can go to this. It's an exhibition presenting the human anatomy. Huh.
Bardzo słynna wystawa.
Bardzo
jeszcze
ciekawa.
Tego, tak, nie widziałam tego jeszcze, ale no, może rzeczywiście.
But of course you can find out lots more about this on our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk. So log on there and find out some more.
603060606, nasz numer SMS-owy cały czas jest jeszcze do Państwa dyspozycji, bo ten program wprawdzie się kończy, ale my cały czas nadajemy. I jutro też będziemy nadawać.
Jutro też, 11 a.m. we are here with you. So 11 a.m. and yeah, what are your plans for this evening, Evelina? Anything fun, interesting?
No ale dzisiaj jest dzień piekarza i cukierników, no to jakie mogą być moje plany? Retoryczne pytanie.
Okay, we will leave you with The Cure, Friday I'm in Love. It's been fantastic, guys. Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farman, dziękujemy. Pa, pa.